My name is Ketia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner, KETSIAAURELIEN. This dictation is for Augustin, AGUSTIN. Last name Garcia, GARCIA. This patient was seen on October 26, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, 3B, stage 3B. This CKD is related to diabetic nephropathy and nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity, period. His kidney functions have fluctuated from stage 3A and stage 3B, and has remained overall stable over the past few visits. Period. The recent BUN is 35 from 28, creatinine 2.0 from 1.56, and GFR 38 from 52. Period. However, his baseline is in the 40s of GFR. His baseline GFR ranges from 30s to 50s. Period. He has nephrotic range proteinuria, selective and non-selective, with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 3,245 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 5,696 milligrams from 5,994 milligrams, period. The patient has 3-plus glucosuria related to the administration of Jardiance, period. However, there is no there is no activity in the urinary sediments, period. He had a renal biopsy on April 21st, 2022, which showed advanced diabetic glomerulosclerosis class 4. Period. He is currently taking Jardiance 25 milligrams, Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 25 milligrams, as well as Irbesartan. For the proteinuria, as well as renal protection, period. He has lost 2 pounds since the last visit. And denies any urinary symptoms, period. His electrolytes have remained stable, and we will continue to monitor, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 167 over 82, period. We repeated the blood pressure, and it went down to 150 over 82, period. The patient states that his blood pressure readings at home are also elevated in the 150s systolic and the 80s diastolic, period. We increased his irbesartan from 75 milligrams daily to 150 milligrams daily, period. Continue with the amlodipine. Ten milligrams daily, and hydralazine 25 milligrams 3 times a day. Period. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, his cardiologist, on November 9th. Period. He is status post left heart cath by Dr. Jones since the last visit, and he states. There were no stent placements or any other interventions. Here he states his cardiologist noted that he had fatty heart, period. Period. He presents with 1+ edema. He is still taking his furosemide, 20 milligrams, 2 tablets daily, period, and he's already taken it. We advise him to decrease his intake of fluids to 40 ounces in 24 hours and sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, period. We also advise him to elevate his lower extremity and wear compression stockings during the day, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with nephropathy. His diabetes have significantly improved with a recent A1C of 7.6% from 8.5%. Period, at one point his A1C was 9.5%. Period, this improvement is attributed to the Jardiance and Kerendia. Period, continue with the current regimen and diabetic diet. Period, next line, hyperlipidemia, which has significantly improved with unremarkable lipid panel. Period, continue with the atorvastatin 10 milligrams. Period, next line, atrial fibrillation. He is taking Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day and follows up with Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, cardiologist. Next line, vitamin Z deficiency with improved vitamin D level of 30 from 21.7. Continue with the supplementation. Next line, hyperuricemia. He is currently taking allopurinol, 100 milligrams, 2 once a day. His most recent uric acid is 7.0. Period. It is very important that he refrains from foods that are high in purine, P-U-R-I-N-E. And limit his intake of animal proteins, period. We will repeat the uric acid level. Next line. Obesity with a BMI of 36. He weighs 237 pounds today. We encourage him to increase his physical activity and continue with the recommended plant-based diet for weight loss. Period. Next line. Hypocalcemia. Stable on calcitriol. His latest vitamin D125 was 19.9, but his serum calcium has improved to 8.9. Next line, nephrotic range proteinuria. As per number one. Next line, peripheral vascular disease status post right below the knee amputation with prosthesis. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months. However, we advise the patient to monitor his blood pressure twice a day and to record it on a blood pressure log. Period. He is advised to either email or fax the blood pressure readings in four weeks for evaluation of the trends and to determine whether or not to adjust any of his current medications, period. The patient verbalizes understanding. And